Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women think you're trash. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Today we're talking about how women think about us men. Yes, I have a clip of a chick fucking over a guy. Shocker, isn't it? Well, let's bring that up. Enjoy.
He spent 16 years in prison after being wrongly convicted of rape.
Yes, friends, let that sink in. You spent 16 years of your life in prison for raping somebody. So yeah, how would you feel if you're riding away in prison for 16 fucking years? It's not cool, just ask TFM. Well, he hasn't gone to prison, at least not that I know of, but, you know, he did get accused of shit. I got accused of shit too. A lot of people have been accused for shit. Why? Because women's feelings. So yeah, let's continue.
His accuser, a best-selling author, is now apologizing, saying she's truly sorry, but...
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. Yes, this bitch is now fucking feeling remorse now that fucking came to light that she's a lying piece of shit. But what are you gonna do now? This dude lost fucking 16 years. What is this bitch gonna do about it, huh? Yeah, are they gonna kiss and make up? I doubt it, but whatever. Let's continue.
How do you undo such a life-altering mistake? Here's Les Trent.
Tears of joy as a man wrongly accused of rape is exonerated after spending 16 years in prison. Anthony Broadway.
Well, it is a nigga that got burned, so it's like, nah, you can't be like that. Even though this guy's a dirty fucking filthy ape, he still doesn't deserve to go to prison. Yeah, if he actually did that, then yeah, throw his ass in prison, let him get fucked by his own kind. But he didn't do shit, so no, that is wrong. Even though he's a nigger and fuck niggers, no, this nigger does not deserve to get fucked like that. Just saying.
Water, now 61 years old, broke down in tears when he heard the judge throw out the conviction.
Yeah, they threw out the conviction after what, 16 years? How are you gonna get those 16 years back? How much money are you gonna give him to fucking make him whole again? What, you gonna give him a fucking $1 million for every year he's been locked up? Yeah, that would be $16 million. But still, I'd rather have those fucking years back. Fuck the money. Yeah, especially if the Jews inflated the money away, so... what the fuck? Your life has got pissed away. Just an opinion, but whatever. Let's continue.
Mr. Broadwater cannot get those 16 years back.
His accuser was Alice Siebold.
Yes, friends, this is the face of the piece of shit that sent that nigger to prison. Yeah, and I bet she fucking slept fucking good at night those 16 years where that nigger was rotting in prison getting fucked by his fellow niggers. Yes, incidentally, this bitch looks like fucking Epstein's girlfriend. Yeah, what's her name, that Maxwell chick? Yes, this pedophile bitch just fucked this nigger in the ass. Enjoy.
Author of The Lovely Bones, which was made into a major movie starring Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I remember vaguely that Lovely Bones bullshit. I never saw that movie because it didn't interest me, because women don't make shit fucking good. Yeah, what, you think you're Mary Shelley? People say it was your husband that wrote that shit, not that fucking bitch, but what do I know? Apparently I'm a fucking stupid wetback and I don't know fuck from a fucking shit from a taco, huh? Well, whatever, let's continue.
I'll be okay. My dad knows I'm here.
Her rape at age 18 took place.
Yes, imagine this bitch at 18. She's fucking hideous right now. Imagine when she was 18. No, I doubt it. This bitch was a fucking looker. I wouldn't fuck this fucking bitch even with your fucking dick, bro. Yes, I know niggers are fucking thirsty, so it is possible, but who knows, man? Yeah, fuck this bitch in my opinion, but yeah, nobody fucked her. Not 18 years ago, whatever. Well, 16 years ago. Yeah, nobody fucked you because you're gross. But whatever, let's continue.
When she was a college student in upstate New York, years before she became famous.
Siebold says it happened here in this 76.
So this nigger's name is Trent. What, you don't have a last name? Are they covering your fucking last name because you did a crime and didn't want you to get busted? Okay, whatever. Let's continue.
Acre Park, overlooking Syracuse University where she was a freshman.
Months went by and there was no arrest.
Well, no shit, there was no arrest because all this shit is made up. So yeah, it's all bullshit. But because you believe all women, it's because that. Yeah, that's why this nigga got into fucking prison. Because a bitch said a lie and you gotta believe fucking women. So this nigga went bye-bye. So what are they gonna do now, huh? Yeah, nothing. They're probably going to give him a pat on the head and say, "Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to put you to prison. But here, have some candy. Yay!" And they probably give him some malt liquor or some bullshit. And then they send you merry way. That's fucking bullshit. But hell, that's the world that we live in. So, okay, whatever. Let's continue.
Then, one day, Alice Sebald was walking down this street, and she says she came face to face with the man who attacked her.
It was Anthony Broadwater. He was found.
Yeah, this dude was probably just walking down the street minding his own fucking business. And because the bitch fucking saw him, yeah, this dude was in her line of sight, she fucking knocked him down. Yes, get all fucking men, huh? Yes, and because he was a nigger, they made him an extra juicy target, huh? You fucking cold-hearted bitch. But whatever, let's continue.
Guilty after Sebald took the stand and identified him as her rapist.
The people that knew me and know my character, they know that wasn't me.
Doubts about...
Yes, people don't give a flying fuck. Just because you're a man, they fucking want to crucify you. Yes, because women are small, dainty little creatures. They do nothing wrong. Yes, but men are fucking evil fucking ogres. We're fucking wolves in sheep clothing. We kill, we crush, we destroy everything in our paths. But do we? Do we really? No, I'm a fucking nice dude. I actually go out of my way to help people. But no, people think that I'm a piece of shit. That's why I deserve no fucking pussy. I deserve to be dragged by the nuts, to get beaten, dragged and fucking destroyed. But no, we're just guys. We just want to make people better. Yeah, I just want to build something beautiful. But no, I get denied. I'm sure people deny you of something you want to do. All you want to do is build a good future, a nice life. But no, we have all these people that fucking fucked up and they don't want to see you happy. Why? Because they're piece of shit goblins in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
His guilt were raised when movie producer Timothy Mucciante started investigating the story as he prepared to make a movie based on Sebald's memoir about the rape.
No, nobody raped this fucking ugly ass bitch. She just threw this guy in prison for no fucking reason. Oh yeah, there is a reason. It's called feelings. Yes, this fucking bitch, she was probably alone and forgotten, and nobody was fucking her, so she started accusing the nearest man. Yes, fuck all men. Men are evil. Yes, men are not evil. We're just fucking... just regular guys. We just want to be loved. And no, do we get loved? No, unless you consider getting fucked in the ass. Love. No, that is not love. But some people think it is. Yes, because of those guys are nothing but fucking simps. Yes, you want to simp on? Then you get to deal with bullshit like this. But no, friends, don't be fucking stupid like fucking every single thirsty ass guy. Yes, when women do their bullshit, you cut them off. Just walk away from women. Yes, if enough dudes do that, then women will change their tune. But not before. So stop being thirsty. Stop playing with your fucking dick. Put it away. Go work out. Make some money. Do something with your miserable life. Stop being a thirsty little bitch, in my opinion. But you do you, right? Well, friends, I gotta do my thing. I gotta go to work and make some money because I don't want to be a lame-ass bitch. So, yeah, you be awesome too, friends. Goodbye.
Tone, it's these things called Koopas. They barged in here, all pissed off about something, and took Carmella.
Motherfucker!
I know. Paulie said you gotta jump through paintings or some shit to save her.
What the fuck?
I know you said you wanted to bite me, but the picture moved me.
You know what it does to me? To be reminded of that fucking horse?
I'm sorry, T.
What are you and your horse? You get a big laugh out of that?
That's no joke. That cost me a lot of money to get the retouching done.
If you want your wife back, you're gonna have to battle me, Tone.
Fucking cocksucker. And even after defeating Gary Cooper, I still couldn't find Carmella.
Look on the bright side. At least you saved the Mushroom Kingdom.
I don't give a fuck about your mushroom kingdom. I want to know where my wife is.
Have you tried looking in another castle?
No, I don't fucking deserve this.
Are you fucking kidding me? You ready?